This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 37 for Sunday, February 3rd, 2013. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
All right, ready for it this week?
I'm not sure.
Kalos or riskite. It's really badly mangled Greek, I'm hoping. Or maybe not so badly mangled.
You're hoping it's Greek or you're hoping it's badly mangled?
It's supposed to be Greek. I'm hoping it's not too badly mangled.
All right.
I'm just trying to mix it up to keep you on your toes. How'd I do?
I never would have guessed Greek this week.
Awesome.
We have some friends and customers in Greece, don't we?
We do. I would love to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there any pen shows over there, I wonder?
We could make one.
We should.
We should be the traveling pen show.
We could get Sarge to go. That can't be that too far.
What, everything's close to Europe? Is that American thing?
Well, no. But, I mean, you know, it's...
If there are pens, Sarge would be there.
It can't be too much further than Sarge going to L.A.
True. I bet Eric and Steven would go. If there's a pen show, man, they're there.
Yeah, a big one, yeah. Yep. Okay.
Awesome.
We'll look into that. And if anybody knows, let us know. Try to pick it at a time when there's no other show.
God, now you're getting picky.
Well, you know.
First you want a pen show in Greece. Now it can't conflict with any other pen show. This would be Greece, man.
Well, I know. All right.
We're there.
Okay. Moving right along. This week I had a funny thing happen to me.
It was pretty cute. So, go
ahead. In my daily carry, I had a 1949 Schaefer touchdown for the week. And this is the so-called fat touchdown before Schaefer switched their production of all snorkel and touchdown models over to the TM or the thin model, which was around 1951. This is a super pen, and I had been repairing a customer's snorkel. And I remembered it was sitting on my desk. And so I said, well, I haven't inked it in a while. I'm going to ink it up. Great pen. Nice medium to broad nib. Anyway, it sits on my desk right next to a 1947 Parker 51 Vacumatic. I got both pens about the same time. And they're very similar looking pens. They both have black barrels and gold-filled caps. And they have blind caps. And for some reason, during the middle of the day, I was going to write a note and, I needed to do it kind of quickly. And I grabbed the pen and I'm like, that's the 51.
Just break it?
No, that was the 51. That's what should have happened. I grabbed the cap and I'm pulling really hard to get it off. And I'm like, why won't this come off? Well, of course it's a screw cap. You know, I should know these things.
You should.
After 15 some years, I think I would know the difference. And I couldn't get it off. And then finally I realized, okay, it's a touchdown. I got to unscrew it. But the funny thing is I only had one other pen in my case that was a slip cap, which is my Lamy. The rest screw off. And the 51, which I haven't inked for months, is sitting on my desk. So... I don't know. It was kind of funny at the time.
So you had no reason to think that that would just pull right off because you have so few that you normally deal with. So
yeah, and I had been using it earlier in the day, so I don't know what happened there. I don't. So anyway, somebody on Twitter said that it's kind of funny. You said it was a first world fountain pen problem.
Of epic proportion.
Epic proportion, yeah.
Okay.
So I guess I'll open the floor to everybody else to admit their silly things that they've done with pens, silly mistakes. You must have one.
Me? I don't make mistakes. I have tried to use a pen that wasn't inked, and I couldn't figure out why the heck it wouldn't write, stupid thing.
And then you start shaking it?
Yes.
Tapping it on the paper?
It, you know. Doing the put it on your tongue thing. Yeah, nothing. Finally, I was like, all right, how much ink is in this sucker?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
that's why it's in this pile over here.
Oh, yeah. That would be it. Let's see. Other embarrassing things.
We were on. Speaking of embarrassing.
FP Geeks TV yesterday. Eric got in touch with us kind of last minute. He needed some help. We both made an appearance in what possibly will be remembered as the lobster episode. Weren't you in the cow episode?
Every time I'm on, there's like some kind of animal reference. Yeah, the first one was
Now watch Eric dress up like Farmer Green jeans or something.
Oh, don't give him ideas. he'll do it.
Or who's that? Captain? Who was that?
Captain Kangaroo.
Yes. Right, it was Captain Kangaroo and Mr. Green Jeans. Yeah, yeah. I don't even remember. That's I'm showing how old I am now. We did have a lot of fun, and I think we finally got Eric with the lobster bisque part. I don't think he saw that coming.
He's a hard man to.
Yeah. So we had fun with that. They're always a blast. Eric, Dan, and Steven, great group of guys. If you don't normally watch FP Geeks TV, absolutely watch it. Join in the chat. You will have a blast. Yeah,
that was a fun episode. So it's up there right now. You can watch it.
Yep.
So last week we had we talked about mint pens,
like spearmint and peppermint, or
like these kind of mints.
No.
Inking a mint pen. We had a question. Somebody had written in about inking a pen that a 20-year-old Mont Blanc 149. So, and it was a gift from his uncle, and whether he should or shouldn't use it, since it was dipped but not inked. So, we had a poll question that we put up, and I don't know about you, but I'm a little surprised at the results.
I was very surprised.
So the options were. Of course, never. It was one of the options. Vintage pens should be preserved. Modern pens should be inked. It depends. If it has stickers, no way. If it's from a family member, you bet. The number one answer, you bet, 61%.
And it doesn't matter if it's vintage or modern.
No. That apparently those people didn't even think. They just said, mint, I don't care. Ink it.
Betcha. Huh. Not me.
Second place, vintage pens should be preserved. Modern pens should be inked, 20%.
Although if you think about it, modern pens will eventually be vintage.
That's true.
So, it's like how big is space?
That's a slippery, it's a slippery slope right there.
Well, if you ink a modern pen, then 50 years from now when it's considered, or 100 years when it's considered vintage, it won't be mint anymore.
Well, you know, that brings up an interesting point.
How big is space? Think about that one.
That's
people.
A topic for another podcast.
I'm still stuck on that.
It's crazy.
It just goes.
It doesn't end. A lot of modern pens today are demonstrators.
Okay.
So in 30, 40 years, someone's going to want a pristine example of that pen.
And so if 20% of the people think that modern pens should be inked, then pristine examples of modern pens today are going to be hard to find.
Yep.
Good to know.
Third place, it depends. If it has stickers, no way, 11%. 5% chose other. I can't imagine what that would be.
Maybe it was one of those, other. It depends, but we didn't have it listed.
2% said if it's from a family member, then ink it.
Nobody said never.
Nobody said never.
Huh. Well, I wouldn't ink it if it had stickers, but I try to avoid buying pens that have stickers. Because why am I going to spend the money on a pen if I'm not going to eventually write with it?
And I think a lot of people think that way.
Well, of course they should. Because that's what I think. Now, I, you know, when buying a vintage pen, I will choose not to buy the one that has the paper label or the sticker, because then I won't want to write with it. But then the point of buying a cool or a beautiful pen, part of it is to write with it. So,
right. Well, you're going to pay a premium.
Yeah, that that's the other thing. I'm cheap.
You know, so I don't know. Interesting. Interesting results.
Yep. We definitely did not expect the results. So.
I'll leave that poll up for a little while just for fun until we come up with something interesting.
There you go.
Throw up anyway. So next little news story of the week.
Inco Rhino. I mean, Inco Rhino. Go to www.incowrimo.org, incowrimo.org. And it's really easy. You write a letter a day, every day in February. A letter, a postcard, a note card, I love you, I miss you, whatever. There's even a theme song. How cool is that? Super easy, super fun. You can even find a list of people to write to on the website. And there's a calendar you can download. It's really a great thing and an awesome reason to get out your pen and paper and your ink and write to somebody you've been maybe meaning to write to.
We should mention that IncoRimo stands for, is it International Correspondence Writing Month?
Yes, sorry about that.
So.
It is. I got hung up on the IncoRimo thing.
The IncoRimo.
Let's see. We had some other fun.
Yeah, we had, and we mentioned this briefly last week, we had our unofficial Appleton Pen Club meeting on Wednesday.
Dun-da-da.
We had our quarterly visit from fellow APC member Mike Kirk from Wixom, Michigan. Perhaps one of the snowiest days so far this winter, probably the second or even most snow
most
we
snowiest?
Had. Most snowiest.
we had a boatload of snow.
Yeah, it's about seven inches.
I was pretty pissed that they didn't cancel school.
Can we say that word?
I think we can.
Can we? Okay.
I think mad as hell might be questionable.
But. Oops, there we go. we ended up skipping the pen room meeting that we had planned and instead opting for dinner at Applebee's. Mm. And we brought a couple pens for show and tell, including the great Esterbrook find. As well as a couple other, the limited edition pens we had with us, which was kind of cool to show them. Mike, however, came loaded for bear.
Oh my God, that man gets around.
He had what, he had the three cases with him?
Two or three?
Yeah, two hard cases and a soft case.
Yep, that's right.
And he's been collecting a lot of Parker. He's a big jotter collector. A very nice collection of jotters, and he's been doing a lot of pencil collecting lately, thanks to people like Joe Nemechek and Jonathan Velli.
Yeah, John, he blamed you, by the way.
It's all your fault. but he had a nice collection of some new additions, Parker pencils. We got a lesson on the, what was it, the M195?
I thought it was the 190. It's 195?
Something like that. It was I think that was the first, and Mike will correct me if I'm wrong, the first pencil, or one of the first pencils?
Yeah, they weren't sure it was going to work out, so they didn't even put their name on it.
No, that's the Schaefer, but there was something about the M195, and I'm missing the point here. But it's an interesting pencil. Apparently, it was in like a small corner of the catalog or something. And he had the sharp point pencil, which was made by Schaefer. That was the first first model pencil they made.
That was the one with Hopalong Cassidy?
No, that was Parker's first pencil. This pencil thing is tough, man.
You know, there's a reason I stick to pens. I just know Hopalong Cassidy suddenly came up in the conversation, and I was all ears. So
supposedly, that's a good point. Supposedly, that was the first pencil that Parker made.
I don't know.
It was an interesting display. He had these cases held, 60 pencils?
Something like that. He had them all filled and
oh my goodness.
We got to see one was gold, one was silver.
Yeah, those later
really
ones.
Uncommon ones. So it was pretty cool, but Mike knows his stuff like the back of his hand, and he's just kind of rattling it off, and we're trying to keep up, and they're pencils. I'm lost.
Now, the sharp point was cool, though. It looked like a regular Eversharp.
Yep.
Gold filled, and it was marked 20-year gold filled on it. Had a lovely indicia that was had some scroll work on it. Very, very pretty looking thing. Apparently, Schaefer didn't want to put their name on it because they didn't know how well it was going to go. But interesting pencil. So,
yeah, we had a good time.
As always.
Service was very slow.
Yeah, we should have started talking about pens earlier.
But we had a good time.
So.
Yep.
I guess that's the first APC meeting of 2013.
Yep.
There it is. Good start.
Awesome.
Listener mailbag. We had some write-ins as well this week. I've got
one of them stood out.
One of them did stand out. Here it is right here. And I'll just make note that it was written with a Twisby Mini with an extra fine nib and diamine ochre.
I love that. I love it when people tell us what they're using.
So, and that's it. No.
He just wrote that's in it, and yeah. said,
Hi,
I have a Twisby Mini extra fine, and I'm using diamine ochre. Love, listener.
Yeah, have a good day.
Yeah.
No, actually, I thought this is a very interesting question. So, and the question was, what are the top two or three most sought after coveted Esterbrook Renew points, and why?
All right. So, what are they?
Well, I think we can split this up two ways.
Ooh.
From a collector's standpoint.
Okay.
And from a usability standpoint.
Awesome.
I'll take the collector standpoint.
Okay.
I would say the number one most coveted, sought-after nib, at least for me, is the 1314. It's a flexible stub, and it was made for a few short years, around, I think, 32 to maybe 38, somewhere in that era. Flexible stub, it's relief, so it's an oblique nib and flexible, super hard to find. That would be number one on the list for me. In fact, I've only got a couple of them. And you see maybe a couple a year. Number two for me would be the 8440, which is the cartographic extra fine, super fine nib.
Super fine.
Super fine. Sunburst pattern, two-tone. It's got the gold mask on the middle of it. Very pretty pen. The original, at one point, they actually had them in a big box for the nib. Big presentation for it, and those come up from time and time again. Pretty for the person who needs if extra fine is too wide, that's the nib. And lastly, I guess my third most sought after nib would be the 14 karat Renew points that are made in England. They were made for an LJ series of pens, which oddly enough. Are modeled, they're marked relief. If you find them with the chalk marks, they're marked. They were called relief pens, although they look nothing like what people normally think a relief pen looks like. They look like an LJ. So
okay.
Those are my three, 1314, 8440, and any of the 14 karat relief Renew points.
All right. And I get the usability perspective because I actually use my pens. I don't just collect them.
What are you saying?
I'm saying you have more pens than hands. let's see, from a usability standpoint, or also based on how many we sell and how many requests we get and people who come up and are like drooling and foaming at the mouth for them, I'd have to go with 9128, the extra flexible, extra fine, which some people find to be scratchy if you're not, if you don't remember that it's steel. It's not going to be a Waterman wet noodle, but you can get some line variation and some flex, but it is extra fine. So keep that in mind. The 9788, the flexible medium, people go gaga over that.
That's a great nib.
It is a good nib.
Because it's not, if extra fine is too scratchy for you, that medium is perfect.
Yep.
For me, anyway. I like it.
Well, I don't do flex, so I just don't understand.
Which leads us to number three.
Yes. This is the beautiful part. 9668, just a standard 9000 series medium, awesome writer. And then kind of tied is the 2556 or the 9556, a nice standard fine nib. My personal all-time favorite, the only nib that I put in my Estabrooks like 95% of the time is a 9556. It's a nice kind of a wet fine. It's not too dry. Just love it.
Oh, look at that. This one's got a 9556 in it.
Is that my green? Is that my green pen? What are you doing with my green pen?
It is your green pen.
Oh, you were cleaning it.
That's on my, yeah, I'm making, taking care of it.
All right. So 9556 or 2556 if you like a fine, or 9668 if you like a medium. I think those are probably, along with the 9128 and the 9788, from a user standpoint, those are the most coveted, the most sought after.
Yeah, and they're not expensive. The 9556 or the 9668, they're not that expensive. So
there you go.
Anyway, good question. Thanks for writing in.
Awesome.
We've got a couple things new on the website this week.
You know, it's funny. We get stuff in all the time, and going back and thinking about what came in to talk, you know, what came in so that we can talk about it, we just marvel at how much stuff comes in every week that's new. So let's see. This week, Twisby ballpoints in silver and black. I love mine. We've had them for a couple months, and the ballpoint, I know, it's a ballpoint. It's a great writer. There are occasional times when you need a non-fountain pen, like, you know, some of those receipts at the hair salon or the restaurant or whatever. And Brian's laughing because somebody yelled at him about that.
Somebody did. I got yelled at.
Yep.
Come on. Where's the pen you use when you get a piece of crappy paper to write with?
Yeah.
Like, well,
I whip out my really gorgeous Twisby ballpoint. It reminds me a lot of the old style Rotring pens. Yep. Nice weight. It's really beautiful. We also got in the new Twisby VAC 20 ink bottles that work with the VAC 700 pens. These are adorable. They're small. They're actually smaller than I thought they'd be, but really fun. They come in five colors, blue, green, red, orange, and black. And if you're ready, Mr. Anderson, you're going to demonstrate how to use it.
I think I'm an expert at it now. I've done it enough times. I just want to show, here's the bottle on the right here. And then right next to it is a noodler's bottle.
Yeah, they're smaller than I thought they'd be. But really, really cute. And I do like that the top of the VAC 20 will also fit on the Diamond 50 bottle.
Yeah, so here's the Diamond 50 bottle. This top part here is black, and then the colored portion is right here. But the black section unscrews. It will fit on that other bottle. But to fill this with your VAC, and I have a clear 700 here, you just unscrew. This part unscrews here, but you leave that tight. You unscrew the top part here, which is colored. And then it's a little, it's not much to it. And take my 700 here. And you have to, the first time you do it, you're gonna unscrew and pull this out here. pull the plunger out. And the cool thing about this bottle, as opposed to the other bottle, the Diamond 50 bottle for the 540, is you don't have to take anything apart. You don't have
cool.
You don't have to unscrew the section. I mean, it's cool, but
messy.
If the whole point was to not get messy in the first place, you're getting messy trying to not get messy. So this one here, you just screw it right into the bottle.
Ta-da!
And then, see, like that. So I'm going to turn it upside down here. And then I'm going to push up on the plunger. It does a pretty good job on the first try. But now in the past, you've had to take this and you've had to, you know, you pull this out and then you got to hold it and you got to, I mean, it was really a very risky proposition to try to get this thing to work, to fill properly. So I'm just going to pull it out again.
Ooh.
And I now have a completely full VAC 700.
And that thing holds so much ink that's going to what, like write around the world a couple times? You could write all your Inco-Rimo letters for the month.
I might do that.
What a fabulous idea.
Wipe off the section. And there's like a tiny, tiny bubble. I mean, you can't even see it. Right up here.
Awesome.
That's not full. So really kind of a cool bottle. It makes filling this thing a breeze. And it's kind of, if you travel, it screws on pretty tight. That's not a bad size for traveling. That's a lot of ink.
Yep.
That's 20 milliliters.
So that's cool.
So, yeah. A lot of fun.
Thank you for the demonstration.
You're very welcome.
What else do we get this week?
New Monteverdi Artista crystals.
Those I love.
Yeah. New colors. Received a special shipment of these in. And three funky colors. Very saturated colors. Yellow is it's kind of like a highlighter, like the Pelican highlighter ink color. It's a deep, intense yellow. The purple, boy, for people who like purple, they're gonna snatch this thing up because it's really a plum.
It's kind of a plummy. It's not like a dark purple. It's certainly not in any way pink, so don't misunderstand that. But it's a nice kind of a plummy purple. It's really pretty.
Yeah, there's no, it's a nice deep dark color. There's no mistake in this one for pink anyway.
Right.
And the orange, I want to see both hands here because.
Wait.
I think Lisa may have grabbed one of these. I kind of like it too. The orange is a real dark orange.
It's kind of like tangerine color, like the fruit. Not as yellowy orange as an orange would be. It's kind of darker. It's really a cool color.
Yeah, I think it's my favorite.
So. All right. Okay, I want to see your hands. Let me see your desk.
You don't want to see my desk. No, no, you don't.
Let's see what else is new. More diamine. On the site this week. Every time I turn around, we've got another box to open with more ink. Some really fun stuff coming in from Rhodia this week, too. Some things that are new to us. So we're going to play with some of that.
Awesome.
Yep.
And I have to apologize. Last week, I mentioned I was going to put a contest up on the blog. And I didn't get to it. So I've got it prepped and ready. And pretty much as soon as we're done here, I'm going to get that thing up there. And we don't know.
Oh, no. Be gentle. Very gentle. Nice.
We're not going to tell you what it is. You got to go to the blog.
It's so embarrassing.
To check it out. It's going up today. And then we're going to leave it up. A contest will be open until essentially the Saturday after the Los Angeles show, and we will pick a winner, announced on our Sunday podcast, February 24th. There will be a pretty decent prize attached, I think. It's easy. You just have to, you enter by making a comment on the blog. So we pick the best response. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes. Without giving it away, let's just say that the picture was taken by Brian Gray at the DC Pen Show.
I guess we're gonna say it's a caption contest.
Yeah, it's a caption contest.
I didn't specifically mention it, but
okay, it's a caption contest. The picture was taken by Brian Gray at the DC Pen Show.
That's August for most people.
Yeah, sorry. And originally, we like to joke that what happens at pen shows stays at pen shows. It's kind of like Vegas. Well, apparently not this one, but I hated it the first time I saw it. Like, get rid of that. Just erase it. Get rid of it right now. And then I made him send it to Brian so that my Brian could see it. And then it's kind of grown on me, sort of like mold.
Well, right after the show, we had ordered some more Edison pens.
Yes.
And then he has a very distinct shaped box. It's a nice size box. And he blew up the picture and he taped it to the side of the box. So
all the postal people got to see it.
Everybody from Milan, Ohio to Appleton, Wisconsin got to see this picture. So we're going to put it up this afternoon. Check it out and go ahead and put your best caption on there. Multiple entries. Do we care? One?
It doesn't matter. It's just going to be the best, the one that just talks to us the most.
So
awesome.
That'll go up this afternoon.
Yep.
So that'll be fun. You've got some shout outs, I think, this week.
Just a couple. Yep. Sabina and I have been going back and forth about the graffiti that she had on her wall. On her Facebook wall, so that was kind of cute. Little shout out to Stanley K, Hugh, of course, and Hugh, we need to talk. This whole watching podcasts in the car thing.
Oh my!
We're not sure that's safe. So I'm gonna just assume that you're only watching the podcast when you're on the ferry. The rest of the time, you're just listening, right? Say right. And Jared, of course, eagerly waiting for his Twisby Vac 20 bottle.
Just like this, blue cap. Awesome, awesome.
Yeah, so that's about it. I've got more for next week.
Okay. Anything else this week we want to talk about? Nope.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732. Appleton, Wisconsin, 54912.
Or catch us online.
Email is brian@andersonpens.net.
Or lisa@andersonpens.net.
You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/andersonpens.
We have a Facebook account, facebook.com/andersonpens.
Check out that blog where the caption contest will be, andersonpens.net/blog.
And the website, of course, andersonpens.net.
Join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming events or pre-orders. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We'll see you next week.